Radio Network. Well, Pastor Lindsey Williams is with us in this fourth and final hour today. He, of course, was a pastor in the oil fields back in the 70s in Alaska, and then was brought in to be the chaplain in between these large corporate meetings between CEOs. He wrote a book, Energy Non-Crisis, that was a bestseller. It's now become mainstream news that a very small portion of the oil that is brought out of Alaska is used in the U.S. about 20%. Some years it's 25%, but normally about 80% gets shipped out to Asia. And they could build more pipelines. There's more oil there than in Saudi Arabia. That's now admitted. They covered it up for 25 years now. It's been admitted. Obama announces they're going to allow drilling, and then magically BP CEO dumps a third of his stock. Goldman Sachs, who was the chairman of Goldman Sachs, just so happened to be the international chairman of BP when this happened. Isn't that just special? And they dumped 44% of their stock 2 days before, record dumping. There was this strange refitting done that no one will say who did it. Obama said, I'm sending SWAT teams at first, like it could be terrorism. Some say he wants to use this to nationalize oil companies. We know he's in the Washington Post saying he wants to get a carbon tax passed now to pay for this. So it is really bizarre. And in this hour, we're going to go to your phone calls. Gary, John, Terry, who's a petroleum engineer for 12 years. Matt in Ohio, Mike in Mass. And the petroleum engineer says they're a 12-year insider with Halliburton. So we're going to intersperse calls with Lindsey Williams, and I'm going to go to the petroleum engineer when we come back in the next segment. So we're limited on time today. Lindsey, we appreciate you breaking this here. So can you give us a boil-down synopsis of the information in total, and then over the hour we'll go through different facets of it in more detail?
Alex, thank you for letting me be with you. I contacted Mr. X with my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, for the truth of what really happened and is happening. He was willing to tell me everything. And what he told me, I knew that the Alex Jones Show is the only place that I can get this information out to the masses quick enough before they can stop it from being given. He basically told me what happened and what is happening and what is going to happen in the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher.
Well, Lindsey, I'm almost holding my breath. I almost don't want to know, but tell us what he said.
Well, first of all, what people are going to hear on your show today is catastrophic. I beg of them to get a pencil and piece of paper and take notes and send this program to every person you know. The people of America must know the truth about the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher because the oil is not, I hope you're hearing this word, the oil is not the greatest danger. That black stuff in the water that comes up with the oil is what is deadly. The oil itself only destroys wildlife and fish and oysters and shrimp and the pristine white beaches and the marshlands and the coral reefs. What comes out with that gusher is causing the death of humans and unborn babies. And I'm going to give the details of this today exactly as was given to me by the Mr. X of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And please, folks, believe me, this is so catastrophic that I have never had anything like this in my years to ever come my way.
Well, again, this is a former oil company CEO, and you've certainly got good intel from him before when fuel was at $55 a barrel. In early 2008, you talked to him and he said it was going to go up to 150. It did do that. People laughed at you at the time. I hope he's wrong about this, but we'll get your breakdown of this on the other side. Then we'll talk to Terry in Ohio, Gary, John, Matt, Mike, and everybody else. Everybody stay there. We're going to get to you coming up. But first, Lindsey Williams on the other side.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Lindsey Williams has made predictions that have come true time and time again, just like other analysts we have on, like Gerald Celente yesterday. But this isn't really somebody analyzing, you know, though he's a smart guy. This is a former oil company CEO that Lindsey worked with for many years that is a globalist, that's a good source of info. And so it's some insider info. And so he's going to give us a synopsis, then I'm going to take some calls, then he's going to flesh it out in more detail. But Lindsey, you know, they have said a lot of the workers are getting sick who are cleaning this up. I thought it was because of the dispersant they're using, which they admit is much more toxic than crude oil. I know some toxic things come out of certain types of wells, especially deep wells. But you were telling me, and now even the EPA today, you were trying to get a hold of me last week, but here you are now. Now the EPA has come out and said, yeah, there's a bunch of other toxic stuff coming out in this half million gallons a day. And people have noticed a lot of times black isn't coming out of the hole, brown and green. And, of course, from undersea cameras, it distorts the colors. But other stuff other than oil clearly is coming out. And people are saying, you know, is it a mud volcano? What is it? And now there's two other fissures they've confirmed miles away leaking. And we know sometimes, like in the Beverly Hillbillies, I mean, it's fiction, but Jed Clampett shoots at a squirrel and up from the ground came a bubbling crude Texas tea, black gold. But So in a lot of cases in the U.S., La Brea Tar Pit in L.A., oil comes up on its own on the seabed. So did they get into some mega fissure or something? Break it down for us from your inside sources exactly what's going on here, Lindsey Williams.
Alex, please allow me to give just a very brief background to what happened in the Gulf of Mexico.
Sure, you've got the floor. And then we're going to get a call from somebody who says they're a Halliburton insider. Go ahead.
Okay, in 1970, the Russians drilled that Vakola ST-3 wells, an exploratory well which finally reached a staggering world record depth of 40,230 feet. Since then, Russia and their major oil company, Yukos, have quietly drilled 310 successfully deep wells, putting them into production. And last year, Russia overtook Saudi Arabia as the world's largest single oil producer and is now set to completely dominate global oil production and the sales for the next century. What they found was abiotic fuel when they got to oil, when they got to that depth. Now, please write this down. A-B-I-O-T-I-C, oil. It is from the chemical process that's taking place in the heart of the earth. And as a result, the textbooks on oil are going to have to be rewritten because it is not a fossil fuel, and there is no such thing as peak oil. And the shallow oil wells of Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Mexico are replenishing from these deep sources. Now, Russia had sense enough, and please notice this word, it's emphatic. Russia had sense enough to drill their Vakola ST-3 well on the land, not in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, what is happening in the Gulf of Mexico? I contacted Mr. X, and he said, here's what happened. What I found out is frightening. I mean, it scares me. It appears that British Petroleum, BP, not an American oil company, it should have never been allowed to take place. Our government made a horrible mistake. They allowed British Petroleum to try to do what Russia did and drill a super deep well, not on land, but too stupid. BP was so stupid as to try drilling in the ocean, offshore, on a floating platform. Are you catching all of these words? This platform is controlled and kept in place by sophisticated GPS equipment. In the Gulf of Mexico, in water that's 5,000 feet deep.
Yeah, it's got big robotically controlled jets and propellers, just like cruise ships have to keep them from rocking. It has a similar system. It's firing. I think they call it an azipod system to keep it in place.
Yes. Now, keep in mind, 1 mile is 5,280. They went down 5,000 feet in water, and then they began their drilling, and here's the depth they went to. This is right from BP's. Now, there are some people in BP that are so concerned for human beings and love our nation to the point that they have told me the story. I had two BP informants along with my Mr. X of Energy Non-Crisis. Now, they drilled between 25 and 30,000 feet deep in 5,000-foot water. That means that they went somewhere between 30 and 30,000 feet. This is what is called a super deep well. They hit something so catastrophic and unexpected that they could not contain it.
And the news has now admitted that 3 hours before, they had executives and engineers and petroleum geologists rushing out there on helicopters because they knew something was about to happen.
That's exactly right, and it did, except it was much worse than they ever thought for. Now, let me state very emphatically, this positively is not a conspiracy. They did not intend for this to happen. This is an accident. They hit a strata of oil at such high pressure that it burst all of their safety valves. The pressure behind the oil is so high that it destroyed the maximum efforts of human science to contain it. And at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, for instance, the oil is in the ground at approximately 1,500 pounds of natural artesian pressure. And when I was chaplain there, I watched many oil wells being brought in. The very first thing that they gave in an oil well at Prudhoe Bay was the flow rate of the wellhead. The second thing they would always give immediately is the pressure, the artesian pressure coming up with that oil. Have you ever noticed? And now you can think of this for a moment, Alex. Nowhere, no media, nobody has told anything about the well.
No, that is the first thing they do is they get a well reading on its pressure, and we haven't heard what pressure it's coming out.
They don't dare tell what pressure it came out because in the Gulf of Mexico, the BP oil well, what they have announced is so different than what really is.
But see, that fits in with the fact that there's other fissures miles away that it's coming up with such pressure, like a water hose going into the dirt can burrow. It's coming up from below and blasting up almost like a volcano, creating other fissures. But we're going to find out from a fellow that says they're a petroleum geologist just in a moment. But please continue, Lindsay.
Yes, keep in mind that the tire on your automobile is 35 pounds per square inch approximately. If you were driving a big tractor trailer rig, you'd have 100 pounds per square inch, PSI. A reliable source estimated to me with BP that the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher hit a wellhead pressure between, you ready? I mean, this is astronomical. They hit a wellhead pressure of somewhere between 20,000 and 70,000 pounds per square inch. This is beyond human technology to contain it. There are many safety devices on that well. It blew every single one off.
Is that why the government's now saying they may use a nuke on it?
Well, we'll get to the nuke in a little bit, but I need to give some of the other details first, and then I'm going to tell you exactly what this man said to me is the only thing can be done about it. Now, these safety devices, there's one of them down there called a fail-safe valve. Anybody in the oil business will recognize this immediately. The fail-safe valve is the one that's supposed to hold if everything else holds and all of the other safety devices blow. This one is supposed to hold. This is what I'm about to give right now. Has never been told anywhere, and you'll never hear it unless you happen to go to the BP informant that I had. And they said to me, they said, Chaplain, there was a conversation between the worker and the foreman on the rig not long before the blast took place. And the worker said to the foreman, the fail-safe valve is warped. There is a defective in it. We've got to replace it before we go any further. The foreman on the oil platform said to the worker, we don't have time. Let's continue going. It was just after that that the Gulf of Mexico oil well flowed, and it is flowing today approximately 4 million gallons a day, along with the fissures.
Now, they have been caught. First they said it was 5,000, then 20,000, then 100,000, then 500,000. You're saying it's millions of gallons from your BP source.
That is correct.
Well,
now, will BP be able to stop the flow of the oil? You ready? Now this.
Well, wait, that makes sense, though, the way they're keeping the media back, boy, and being suspicious. So, yeah. So you're saying this is a super mega disaster.
This is a super mega disaster of something that the United States of America has never experienced and the world has never experienced. And the pressures on this well were so extreme compared to even what Russia hit years ago in that cold.
Well, I've got to say it. You know, I mean, Lindsay Williams, it does seem like America, the whole world seems like it's cursed now. All the bad things that are happening constantly.
Well, BP has tried everything. Yeah, you're right. BP has tried everything in their power to stop this well. They've used every scientific method that they can. But the truth of the matter is, this individual said to me, he said, there's only one thing that is going to stop this. And he said, it's a nuclear device. But he immediately said, but. And I said, what do you mean? He said, if we angle drill and put in a nuclear device and blow what is presently there, he said, if we get success, we'll be the heroes of the world. He said, Chaplain, I am scared, and I could hear it in his voice. He said, if we explode that nuclear device and this strata of oil, which nobody has ever drilled into one with this pressure before, he said, if we fail and we rupture that strata further than what it already is, and plumes have been reported as much as 5 and 20 miles away, and I'll read them to you in just a moment or two. He said, if we rupture that strata further with that nuclear device, he said, Chaplain, I don't even want to think about it.
Well, more and more evidence does point towards abiotic oil because the old oil wells are filling back up. It is being generated. It is coming from somewhere. And of course, they do find coal that has ferns in it. It's clear that there is some oil that is produced from dead plankton and things that they find, natural gas from the petroleum geologists I've talked to out in the ocean at shallower depths that they do believe did come from rotting plant and animal life, but that there is another type of oil. Look, it's a big debate. We'll continue with Lindsey Williams, and I promise we're going to get to this fella that says he's a petroleum geologist on the other side.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I promise to take your calls in this hour, but I also want to hear from Lindsey Williams because he was telling me during the break, and I've never heard him this concerned, Saying, listen, Alex, I got a lot more to tell you. We haven't even gotten to the real meat and potatoes yet. Well, I thought that was the meat and potatoes. I don't want to hear what he's about to say next, because they are acting freaked out about this, and that sucker is a lot bigger than what they first said, and they just can't cap it. They won't cap it. Then you got the federal response, not letting the states respond to it. I'm really afraid Obama's going to get his carbon tax through this crisis. Like Rahm Emanuel said, don't let any crisis go to waste. But Terry in Ohio says they're a petroleum engineer for 12 years, worked with Halliburton. You know, I don't know why I haven't called petroleum engineers that I personally know. I mean, I guess early on I thought, okay, petroleum spill, yeah, big deal, media distraction. But it is getting crazier and crazier. So we're going to go back to Lindsey Williams. He's sitting here with us. But going to Terry. Terry, what's your take on all this?
Well, Alex, you know, I've been talking about this ever since I heard it happen. And I've told people right from the very beginning. First of all, I even told my wife, the only way you're going to be able to stop anything, since you got all the wreckage and pipe and everything else down on top on the well site, it'll be scattered all over the place down there because it floated to the bottom. But you had things that was connected to it also that's going to kind of like bring it down and move some pieces depending on how it fell down on the bottom. But I even said then that the only option that you would have would be to set off a small nuclear bomb. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, to like seal the well, to create a, like, you know, cauterize it. But see, you, first of all, you know, I told, like I was telling others, you know, you got to look at, you're at 5,000 feet deep in water. Well, you know, you're almost at, temperature level down there is almost, you know, close to sub-zero. You know what I mean? It's really cold down there. And then you got to figure the pounds per square inch of your salt water that weighs over 9 pounds per gallon, and then you got to figure at 5,000 feet deep the weight there. So taking so you got the weight of the water, the pressure at 5,000 feet, you got the temperature factor. So you got to overcome all those. So to trying to determine what size nuke to use to cauterize this thing is almost impossible to figure. And here's something else you got to look at.
Well, let me ask you this question though, and we'll get Lindsay's take on it. If you've got all these fissures, they've now confirmed at least two, they believe three or more, 3, 4, 5, 6 miles away, pluming up. Is the high pressure now blowing out the casing and eroding into other channels in the rock and the seabed and coming up? And will this blast a bigger and bigger opening and potentially get worse?
Well, I figure what actually really started the fissures, I mean, they was already began when you had the blowout, because you had the different safety measures in place, even though, you know, your blowout preventers and different things like that, they're going to hold back pressure on that. So when that began to blow out, it almost, the well practically fracked itself as far as opening up, you know, directional fractures, because it's always going to go to the point of least resistance, okay? So, but I
and,
think
and I've heard these terms, fracking. Define fracking, but then expanding on that. What did you think about what Lindsay said about the pressure of this well that he's getting from insiders?
I agree with it, because when you're going that deep into the Earth's mantle, it would be very easy to come in contact with an oil source, an oil and gas source, but at the same time, the extreme pressures are coming from, you know, you got your molten lava and all that stuff pushing up from the center of the Earth, so you got all those inner Earth pressures.
Well, that's another thing. They could have gone into a batholith. For those that don't know, that's a magma bubble up into the higher levels of the crust.
Yeah, and you know that's true too, Alex, because I'll tell you why. It's just like I was explaining to my wife and others. You know how they're finding these like tar patties and things like that on the sands in Pensacola, Florida, and those places?
Yeah.
Okay. What causes that is this. not only do you have extreme pressure, but that oil and gas mixture is heated, and it is so hot, okay, that it's coming up out of the ground under extreme pressure, and then when it hits that cold water, it begins to cool. It's just like a lava flow as soon as it hits the ocean.
Exactly. Now, and then all the brown stuff coming up, is that sand, dirt being propelled out? We're going to come back with Lindsay Williams. This gets worse by the minute, folks. I tell you, I'm late getting to the party on this one.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're simulcasting on the radio right now, but we're also at PrisonPlanet.tv streaming live. A batholith is, you know, normally the crust of the earth is 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 feet thick, depending on which area of the earth. A volcano, obviously, an active volcano, is where the crust gets hauled out by a batholith or a magma chamber and makes it to the surface. And if you look, go to Enchanted Rock outside Austin, Texas, it's a big mountain of pink and gray granite. Very beautiful. It looks like a big, you know, half soccer ball sticking up out of the ground, basically. And it's a batholith because it pushes the crust up or a mountain up above it, over time that erodes away and you've got a perfectly, you know, round dome of frozen lava, cooled magma. And talking to petroleum geologists, I've read about in Russia and other places where they have been drilling down, not just 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, that they'll hit these and it just fries everything and explodes and does cause a big leak. And then the Russians just kind of sweep it under the rug and don't even put it on their media because it's on land and then it kills a bunch of people. Here, though, you do this in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, going back to Lindsay Williams, we're going to go 30 minutes into the next hour. I'm going to go into overdrive again today. I'm getting addicted to this. I did an hour and 15 minutes of extra broadcast yesterday, but we'll just do 30 minutes next hour. And I really appreciate Lindsay Williams coming on this because he's got BP sources and he has this former, well, I know the former CEO and so does Lindsay Williams' other colleague, Dr. Stan Monteith, because I believe Lindsay Williams when he tells us all this. He's a good pastor, wrote a book 25 years ago that's now been admitted to be accurate, given us other predictions that come true. But Dr. Stan Monteith knew who this guy was like I did and actually called him. But I'm going to leave it at that. So this is real intel, but take it for what it's worth. A globalist, a Bilderberg-type guy, a former head of one of the big three oil companies. This is his view on it. We're getting it from Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, that petroleum geologist that called in backed up what you had to say. Please continue, but this looks like they drilled into some type of magma chamber or batholith.
Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat from Florida, he appeared yesterday, June the 9th, on MSNBC. Andrea Mitchell interviewed him. You can go and look at this. Please do. He said, oil is seeping up from the seabed. Now let me give you the report that was given on Tuesday of this week by NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This is Chris Baltimore. You'll notice that I am very carefully documenting everything I am saying today, Alex. This man is from Houston. This appeared on Reuters. Go and find it for yourself. It says, U.S. experts investigating reports of undersea oil plumes emanating from BP's Pyx-stricken well in the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday, confirmed the presence of low levels of oil below the surface. NOAA is confirming the presence of very low concentrations of subsurface oil, and they have admitted now to undersea plumes. Now, let me try to explain very quickly. Undersea plumes. What the gentleman said just a moment ago that you took the phone call from, Alex, he's exactly right. And when I heard him say it, I knew I'd get to it in a minute. Undoubtedly, whenever this extreme pressure of 20 to 70,000 pounds per square inch hit that pipe, it probably burst it at numerous points between the floor where they had gone into this strata of oil and the top of the pipe. And now that oil is leaking out as far as 20 miles away. Now, not just five. NOAA said that they had roughly been able to confirm 20-mile-away plumes. This means that this thing is fractured in many spots.
And let me just add, that a batholith is a underground magma chamber that has cooled. A laccolith is one that is still molten, and that was their concern with super deep drilling, is that they would hit these underground magma chambers. And a lot of laymen looking at it coming out under pressure, record pressure, said it looks like a volcano. Well, what does your inside source say? Because that's where this looks like this is leading.
Yes, that's exactly correct. Now, let me go to something much more startling. The black oil in the water in the Gulf of Mexico is not the greatest danger. Are you hearing me? I mean, you've got to understand we are not being told by our president and by our congressman, and they know this. The black stuff that comes out that you call oil is just destroying wildlife, fish and oysters and shrimp and fishermen's occupations and pristine white beaches and the marshlands and the coral reefs. What comes out with the oil? Most people don't realize this, Alex, that there are actually things that come out of the ground with the oil, and what comes out of the ground, out of that gusher with the oil, is causing the death of humans and unborn babies. Folks, please, I have never been so concerned in my life most people think only oil comes out. Oil is not the only thing that comes out. I'm going to give them to you. Right from the EPA, they came out with their report this week. This is the Environmental Protection Agency. They went to the Gulf. They made their test, and they found coming out with the oil are some of the most toxic compounds and gases. They're in the air. They are flammable. They are toxic. And I'm going to name them for you and give you the report right from the Environmental Protection Agency. They are hiding this. I was able to get it. Please write these words down. They announced just this week, volatile organic compounds in the air in the Gulf. Did you get those words? This is very important. Volatile organic compounds. They listed some. I'm going to list them for you. This will scare the daylights out of you. In the atmosphere, in the Gulf, number one, hydrogen sulfide. The levels that are allowed, according to the EPA's own statements, the allowable levels of hydrogen sulfide are 5 to 10 parts per billion. I'm saying these very carefully so you get it. PPB, parts per billion. They tested in the last few days in the Gulf, and the winds are carrying this to the shore. This scares the daylights out of me. Florida's getting it. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, hydrogen sulfide. Safe levels, 5 to 10 parts per billion. Tested level this past week presently, 1,200 parts per billion. And you wonder why people are getting sick. Let me give you the next one. Benzene, oh, please, I'm going to read you the contents and the how dangerous benzene is in a moment. Benzene, this is toxic. It causes malignancies. It's known to cause leukemia and cancer. The safe level, according to the Environmental Protection Agency's own records, it is so toxic they only allow 0 to 4 parts per billion. The current level in the Gulf of Mexico going to the shore of all of those states and Florida being carried by the winds is 3,000 parts per billion. Folks, this is so startling. The people down there should at least be warned by this 13-year-old adult we call the President of the United States of America. The people should at least be told by this man what they're breathing, what they're facing. And that 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now, we're going to have deformed babies and people with respiratory problems and people dying. I'm going to give you one more. Well, I must go back to benzene. Wait a minute. I got to read you what it says on benzene. Exposure to low levels of benzene can cause dizziness, drowsiness, headache, confusion, tremor, rapid heartbeat, and unconsciousness. Long-term exposure to benzene can cause damage in the bone marrow and lead to blood problems like leukemia. It also weakens the immune system and targets organs such as the kidneys, lungs, and the brain. Folks, this is so dangerous until even I as a minister shudder to think about it. I'm going to give you one more. It was in the EPA's report. Methylene chloride. Safe levels of methylene chloride that a person can breathe in the air, and this is airborne, in the Gulf, safe levels, 61 parts per billion. The current levels that were just found a few days ago by the EPA, 3,000 to 3,400 parts per billion. And the American people are not being warned that they're breathing this toxic, flammable stuff. And Alex, a hurricane. I shudder to think about it. A hurricane could carry this stuff all the way up the east coast of America, and no health care system in the world would ever be able to pay the hospital bills of what people are going to suffer. Alex, I'm
well, the good news is, there's tens of trillions of gallons. In fact, I don't know the number. Guys, do a search engine on estimated gallons of water in the Gulf of Mexico / Caribbean. I mean, the good news is, though, even though you're saying your sources have this at 4 or 5 million gallons a day, not 500 million. Even though all that's going on, that a lot of this is going to be dispersed and diluted. I mean, I'm not saying it is, but I mean, certainly the people are getting sick who are cleaning this up. And I had thought, I mean, I know there is some of these toxins in oil, depending on where you drill. It varies. as you know, Lindsay, working for oil companies, you have the sweet crude that's very clean. You have the regular crude that has a lot of other things in it. And a lot of the toxic waste that we deal with in the oil industry is the byproducts and what to do with it all. Anyway you slice it, it's a catastrophe. But I mean, going back, you talked about nukes. And I remember this 2 weeks ago. Now they're on Fox. Now they have the government saying we may have to nuke, we may have to drill in and do this. What did your sources say about nukes?
My source was scared to death. He said to me, he said, Chaplain, the only way that I can see to stop this is a nuclear device. And he said, but, and I could hear the fear in his voice. He said, a nuke, because of the strata that BP has drilled into, which nobody probably has ever drilled into before. And he said, because of the extreme pressure that's already there and what has happened to that pipe, he said, to put a nuke in there would take months in the first place. Because you said we've got to angle drill in order to get down to it, to be able to do it. He said, Chaplain, the thing that frightens me so much is that if we use a nuke, that we might succeed. And he said, hopefully we can. But he said, if we don't, he said, we crack that strata further, and it will never be stopped. And it will flow like this and even more forever. And he said, that frightens me.
All right, let me bring this up. And I looked it up. Vanadium is a chemical element with the symbol V and atomic number 23. It is a soft silver-gray ductile transition metal. The formation of the oxide layer stabilizes the metal against oxidation. And it says it was discovered in 1801. And the report I've got here is, and this is an email, we have to look into this. This is unconfirmed. Only taking Gulf Coast calls. Two nights ago, my friend, who works for a consultant with a toxicologist that works for the EPA, showed my friend and I a private memo from a top EPA official asking all consultants and researchers to pull up as much scientific information on vanadium. Apparently, they are reporting extremely high levels of vanadium because they're drilling so deep, folks, and upper management is getting upset because they did not have any valid research information on exposure of vanadium in the Gulf. Previously, there's been a small study done in 2006 that measures small amounts of vanadium being released. Vanadium is highly toxic. Please report on this. You might get EPA consultant to call in. My friend will not give me the document. Guys, do a search because I bet some of this is leaked. Vanadium being released in the Gulf. Lindsay Williams, did you hear anything about vanadium?
No, vanadium was not mentioned in any of my conversations, but, Alex, the way that this thing is progressing so rapidly from day to day, I will probably be making updates weekly on this as I contact my sources in what's happening, and I will be glad to ask them about vanadium.
And I'm glad to hear you're also putting together an emergency DVD report that we'll talk about in the next segment. I want to jam in a few more calls, but you'll be with us for 30 minutes into the next hour, and we'll do that same procedure from yesterday, but this time we'll take your calls where I give out the number here at my office for those that are patiently holding so you can be with us in the overdrive. The only way to listen there will be Infowars.com on the audio streams and PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let's go ahead and talk to we got a bunch of calls here. In fact, we've got an anonymous caller here who says he was a contractor for BP during this thing. He says he's seen all kinds of insanity. Which caller is that? Which caller is anonymous in L.A.? Or I guess that's Louisiana. Genesis, which caller is that? I just call them number two. Okay, sure. Anonymous, no, that's fine. We can just make one up. I mean, I've got to know what line they're on to be able to say go to him. Yeah, let's go to that anonymous caller. Anonymous caller, you're on the air. Is it Los Angeles or Louisiana you're calling in from?
I was in Louisiana.
Okay, what did you see?
Okay, the information may not be as good as what you just had there, but I can just tell you some of the things that I saw. I know that they have the timeline for the explosion, and I know that the first name that was up on there was work being done by Halliburton. Within 20 hours after they were injecting minerals into the well, they almost immediately started having gas problems, and it was within 20 hours later that the explosion occurred. And as it was explained to me by people who do this for a living, They said that they have standard procedures for venting and handling of all of this, and it was the first time ever in history that all three safety measures failed. And that was, although I'm not the one who does this for a living, that was what was explained to me by the people who do it for a living.
So you're a separate contractor that was working in and around this?
Yes.
But that sounds like that meshes with what Lindsay's saying. We had a petroleum geologist earlier on who said, yes, it looks like mega record pressure. I mean, what's a normal high pressure well, Lindsay Williams?
Prudhoe Bay oil came up at 1,500 pounds per square inch, and they considered that to be a pretty good oil pressure. To get 20 to 70,000 pounds per square inch would blow anything that any oil company or any human being has ever developed on the face of the earth.
Okay, and you know, my involvement on that end of things was it was more towards the cleanup end of things. And just to give a couple of examples of some of the things I saw, I know they were ready to deploy about 25,000 linear feet of boom. The National Guard came and said, no, we have to count it. And they moved it from boat to boat. And 5 days in which that boom could have been deployed, they came back, and after 5 days, that boom could have been completely deployed. Instead, they sat and counted it, and then they brought it back after moving it from boat to boat.
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like New Orleans. They said, we got all this food and water stacked up. You can't have it, and you can't walk out over the highway. We're going to machine gun you. We're government. We're God. What else did you see?
Well, I do know that another explanation I had was the oil could have been hit almost.
Stay there. Stay there.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and/or subject.
Here on News Here, the grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Riders on the storm,
riders of the storm. Into this house we're born.
You know, we're talking about really heavy subjects here, and we're going into overdrive in the next hour for Gary, John, Matt, Mike, everybody else. But first, those callers, we're going to go to your calls this time with Lindsey Williams next hour. Yesterday, I said we're going into overdrive. I never got to the callers, but today we will. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 is the number in my studio in Austin that we give out when we go into overdrive and on the Sunday show, 888-201-2244. On a separate issue, before we go back to Lindsey Williams, yeah, this is how we fund our operation. And if we can't have a website, if we can't have a shopping cart, if we can't have a Yahoo shopping cart and another shopping cart we just launched and our eBay store, we might sell four or five things on a day trying to fund this operation, then we can't continue, or we'll have to go to straight up donations. Right as we're reaching all these millions of people and we're hitting censorship everywhere. I've been selling this T-shirt for 8 years. It's one of the first T-shirts we offered. No, actually, this is the first T-shirt we offered. And it's still a bestseller. Mass murderers agree. Gun control works. Infowars.com. And on the back, it says, politicians love disarmed peasants. Infowars.com. Now, we were selling this on eBay, I think, for $10. Same thing it is on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Basically make about $5, and we're so evil trying to fund ourselves here. And eBay sent us a letter saying, you have been removed for hateful or discriminatory activity, and one more time and your eBay account is banned. For saying, Hitler is bad. This is like France, where you can't sell World War II memorabilia now. First it was Nazi, now it's British, now it's American, because any of it might be Nazi-related. We're saying Hitler's bad. Mass murderers agree. Gun control works with a picture of Mao, Stalin, and Hitler. Now, since I have mainstream news today that at veteran cemeteries they're putting up, Stalin statues, maybe that's what this is really all about. Maybe I'm not in trouble because they don't tell us for the Hitler saying he's bad. Maybe it's maybe we're not in trouble just because it's Hitler and they can't read and see that we're criticizing Hitler. Maybe it's that we're criticizing Mao or Stalin because they're so popular now in the U.S. and have toy stores named after Mao and restaurants, and Stalin's a great guy and college kids wear shirts of him. I mean, you can't make this up. Now, the issue is, that's why I'm for Nazis having their free speech, because you take the Nazis' free speech, or you take the Mexican supremacist free speech or the black supremacist free speech, then you're going to lose your free speech. And that's how this works. I now cannot criticize Hitler. We're going to do an article about this at Infowars.com today, a little blurb with a copy of the eBay letter about we do this one more time. Images depicting high-ranking Nazi officers are not permitted to be sold on the site. Please do not relist them. And it goes on. This is just insane. So there's your tyranny. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Now, we're going to plug it more in overdrive because I've got to prompt you to do it, but I want people to get the new special DVD report you made last week that just came out about this new intel. Give folks quickly, Lindsey, the number for people to get the new DVD that breaks down this intel you've got on the oil spill.
I produced it on yesterday. Please call 888-799-6111 or go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com.
Yeah, prophecyclub.com.
888-799-6111.
Okay, Lindsey, we got to go to break for 1 minute. We're back in commercial-free overdrive on the internet streams, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You got to go there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.